Well, we turn our attention now to allegations of deep-rooted corruption that are rocking South Africa, as KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi accuses Police Minister Senzo Mchunu of sabotaging a task team investigating political killings. The claims point to a syndicate stretching into Parliament, the South African police services, prosecutors and the courts, with ties to drug cartels and high-level cover-ups. Well, what does this mean for the rule of law in South Africa? Joining me on the line is Willem Els, who is a senior training coordinator with the ENACT program, ISS Institute for Security Studies. Willem, thanks so much for chatting with us on the Home Run. How credible do you find Mkhwanazi's claims, and what stands out to you the most?
Good afternoon to you. Yeah, we must just remember that these are all still just claims. It's not been proven in court of law. What we see is that the general actually came forth with quite a detailed briefing. And he also claimed to have quite damning evidence that will be used when needed. So that is just an indication for us, knowing the posture, the nature of General Mkhwanazi, how he's proven himself. He is very organized and very disciplined. And for him to make these claims and was quite organized, but also and structured, but also it was. It was a bit unprecedented.
Willem, what's at stake here if a sitting police minister is implicated in obstructing justice?
Yeah, a lot of at stake here. You know, again, in South Africa, the ANC suffered huge losses on the political field in KwaZulu-Natal, and Minister Mchunu is the strong man there, and also the person that has to lure some of these voters back for the party. And now he's coming up against a person that also hails from KwaZulu-Natal, but that went back there. And since he arrived, he really started to make his mark. He won the hearts and the minds of the people. And at the end of the day, he's extremely popular on futsal level with the public, but also with the police service. So that is quite a challenge that they are faced with this minister now. The minister, ideally, the minister should step aside and wait for the outcome of investigation. But is the president going to allow that or enforce that? We don't know. We will have to wait.
Do you think that this exposes a deeper, still active form of state capture?
I think so. You know, for a very long time, South Africa, there's been rumors and there's been a lot of smokes, but where there's a smoke, there must be a fire. And if you look at the nature of organized crime and how it really engulfed South Africa, whenever you look at the model of your organized crime structures of these syndicates, is that the more state embedded actors they can corrupt and use for their own means, the better they do, but also the more protected they are, and that goes up to the political level but also the operational level. And so what we see here is that we do not make inroads against these organized crime syndicates, you know, posing the question, you know, is the rot much deeper than this one?
Could it trigger resignations or prosecutions, or, Willem, do you think it will simply be swept aside politically?
Yeah, that is a good question. You know, if you look at the track history of the ANC as governing party, they don't have a very good track record when it comes to these things. We haven't seen any notable prosecutions of the many politically affiliated people that have been fingered and pointed out for corruption and other crimes. So that begs the question, what is different this time around? I think what is different this time around is that it seems that the public, the general public in South Africa, has reached very high saturation levels when it comes against onto crime. And should it not be dealt with in an amicable way, we risk that we might have similar conditions than we had in 2021.
which leads me to my next question, is how might this affect public trust in law enforcement and the judiciary?
Well, at the moment, according to the latest study, your public trust in the police is about 27% of the public that trust the police. But if you look at the social media responses over the past year in KwaZulu-Natal, it's a different story in KZN, with the presence of General Mkhwanazi there and the way that he is conducting himself and also leading his people there. So the difference that we have there, we saw that in the last year, we saw a 9% decrease in the murder rate in KwaZulu-Natal, where in the other provinces it went up and all was just stable. So that's an indication for us that what he is doing is doing the right thing, and the public supports him for that. So if it is not being dealt with in an amicable way by of course the president, the minister cannot deal with it because he's implicated, then we might have a fallout where your trust levels can either go very high and because it is dealt with in the right way, or if it is dealt with in the wrong way, it can really severely deteriorate.
What role do you think President Ramaphosa should be playing right now?
Well, in the first place, you know, he was out of the country and he released a statement, but it is actually sad that he didn't return earlier, because he himself said that this was a national security crisis. So he will return, if he's not back, he will return in the next day or so from Brazil. And what we expect what he should do is to maybe call in a retired judge and immediately appoint them to do a thorough independent investigation, but also give them a time limit to do so. You know, we cannot afford another stretched out commission of inquiry that will lead to nothing. There need to be action, and that action need to be swift. And should those recommendations come out and the findings from this inquiry that should be in the next month, then we should see action.
And last question before I let you go, do you think that this scandal could reshape the political landscape ahead of the 2026 elections?
I think so. If you look at the support for the rule of law in South Africa, as I mentioned, the saturation levels are very, very high, and the general public, you cannot buy them with the empty words. They need action, and that is the general feeling on the ground, that we need action, and we need action now, because you know crime is affecting each and every one of us, and yeah. That is going to be one of the main discussion points, and also things that need to be addressed prior to the elections.
Well, that is certainly something that we're going to keep an eye on. Analyst Willem Els, thank you for helping us unpack what could become one of South Africa's most defining corruption scandals. The real question now, will there be consequences? Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator for the ENACT program at the Institute for Security Studies.